right. What oh, look at that. It's not just the thinnest of blue lines. That's slightly better.
All right.
Yeah, don't f it up. I'm on my old machine, and editing takes twice as long anyway, so.
What happened to your new machine?
Apparently, motherboard bit the dust.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I paid an ungodly sum of money to ship it to California.
Phew. Hello,
I mean,
doggies.
In his defense, he got, like, the package that came with, like, a Brinks truck and armed guards. It was crazy.
UPS was very, very good. Like, the two guys that were there were like, yeah, we'll take care real good care of it. We'll pack it really good. Can I look at it first?
Nice.
Nerds.
Hey, nerds got a nerd out. What are you going to do?
That's true. Fire it up. Fire it up.
Wow, dang! Burn out. Burn out. You want to open the channel there?
Yeah, I am. It's just...
People have been clamoring for it for hours.
Yeah, I hear. Well, everyone who was clamoring to get in is gone.
What's his name? iSnipe?
No, we're good. Fire it up.
iSnipe, you...
We got so much stuff to cover.
Join now. Man, not even no old man? Holy smokes, it's a show just for us.
Yeah, that's great.
And Blue Wolf.
Blue Wolf is in.
Oh.
For the win.
Bad Wolf. Different show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love me some Billy Piper.
Yeah. She's got a lot of face, though.
Yeah, but I like all of it. Best companion ever. I love me some Rose Tyler.
I do not believe you are wrong.
Don't say that out loud, Ray, because that, you know, get people upset. A, that you agree with me, and B, that, you know, it's Rose Tyler.
Karen Gillan is a close second.
Absolutely. But again, still, to the crazy people in the Doctor Who world, they would also say that's wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they like the worst companion ever as the best.
Turns out they are wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
I tried rewatching those episodes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, Amy Pond is fantastic, though. I'd give you that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get this rolling.
Okay,
do it, Doug.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 402nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I've got Ray here. I've got Ian here. And I'm back from a West Coast trip. How's it going?
Good.
A plus.
So to start out how my trip went, it was the first time ever I was on an airplane and got the dreaded, are there any medical professionals on board across the intercom?
Is that real?
It was real.
Ooh.
It turns out I knew ahead of time because the guy behind me in the next row back was having a heart attack.
Oh.
Whoa!
So, and it turns out that the row I was in, the AED equipment and such was, you know, located above my head. So they were pulling stuff out of the overhead bin above me, dropping stuff on top of my head and onto the ground.
So did you declare that you also had a really good job and then went for the equipment yourself? No?
No. I tried to stay out of the way as much as I could, but they had to get the guy, like they got him out of his seat, took him like back to the galley in the back, you know, hooked him up to stuff, got him going. And then they said, okay, we were like probably halfway between Chicago and Orange County. And they said, okay, well now we're landing in Denver. So we diverted to Denver and they, you know, they got the guy set up, like the, you know, ambulance folks got on board. They got him up. He was sitting up and talking and, you know, so last I saw him, he had survived. It was okay.
Well, that's good.
But it turns out that when they have a medical thing like that, they have to replace the crew because they're required to go do a debrief. So we had to sit there waiting for new crew to show up. And then the cleaners had to come on to clean up all the medical waste and all the stuff. And then we had to get a new crew. And so we sat in Denver, like on the runway for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
And then tucked back off again to get back to Orange County. So I got into OC late Wednesday. Okay. But so that was how the trip started.
But for the second half of the trip, that meant you could fully recline without disturbing anybody behind you because he was dead?
No, he was like diagonal, like the row behind me that I could I could turn around and see him right there.
All right.
Yeah. On my way back,
I'm glad
though,
everybody made it out okay.
Yeah, the way back, though, I had a row to myself from at least from Chicago to State College.
Wow.
So that was nice.
Wow. That's classy. What's up with that?
Yeah, I was like, because I got the thing saying that they had changed my seat, and I'm like, oh, this can't be good. And then I got in my seat, and I usually always pick the aisle seats anymore. And it had moved me to a window seat, and I'm like, oh, this is going to go poorly. And then, you know, we got the thing, they closed up the plane, and there was no one sitting beside me. And I'm like, score!
Yeah, that's the dream.
It was fantastic.
Wow.
So, yeah, trip had ups and downs, but there you go. What do we got? This is the week of the 8th through the 15th. And man, November's going quick already. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
In your 7-day 4-star crash.
Oh, that was really loud on my end.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the old computer.
On the 30th, we had the Black Knight versus Icarus. That battle sucked.
Yeah, it did.
I had to play it many times.
Oh, but you know what helped? Again, Shout out to my brother, who suggested that you give Black Knight a sword.
Yeah, him and Taskmaster Sword.
He loves Taskmaster that Sword against any hero. As it turns out, Icarus is a hero. No problem. Clean him up something fierce.
I had to keep, like, trying to keep get enough yellow so I could time things so that when he was going to land on the ground and screw me up, I could take off right before that happened, which would put some special tiles out and stuff, and I would do damage when I landed, and we kept playing a fight over who was in the air or not.
That sounds much better than just giving him Taskmaster Sword.
Oh, it was brutal. I hated it. Hated it. This week, however, you had, hi, I'm Danny Rand, going up against Elektra. Did you Iron Fist her to the face?
Yeah.
I did not. I did the flying kick thing. It's green, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look at that. We have three different builds for Iron Fist.
That sounds like something we would do.
Yeah.
Anybody
yes?
make out okay on that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not me.
Really?
Wait, 4, 4, 5? Can't be it. No, 5, that's what I did. I just built it arbitrarily. I said 5 is the power you need, and I don't care about the other two, but it should probably be a 3, 5, 5 now that I look at it.
What, not 4, 5, 4 like I got?
No, definitely not that. That's probably the worst build of all
time. Probably is. Yeah, I think Ray has it correct.
It took me a while to build up enough AP, and then when I fired green, the match was over. So
sure.
Nice.
Next week, it is one of Ian's favorites. You get to play Legion.
Yeah, good times.
Versus Peggy, it appears.
Ooh.
I'm the odd man out on that build.
Yeah.
Ray's got a little different build there. Let's see.
I wouldn't know how to build him correctly. He's got all those powers. So many powers.
Yeah. In Storyland, there's a puzzle gauntlet starting up.
Oh, okay.
Sweet.
There is the simulator storyline event where you will get a Scott, a Spider-Man India that we will talk about later, and some Cersei shards. That's so hard to say every time. Cersei shards by the seashore.
Totally.
Placement there is Silver Samurai and some Vulture, the Armor Wars variety. There's a boss battle, a Ronin boss battle, to celebrate the Marvels movie, which I find interesting because I don't think Ronan's in it. It's some other Kree guy is the villain, right?
Right.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes. In your PvP, the anniversary season has 4 days left if you've not finished the simulator. And right now, Sticks and Stones is running, which will get you Luke Cage, a Nico, Minoru. Placement is Nightcrawler and a Ghost Driver there.
Nice.
All right. Let's see. Let's hit the news. Let's talk about this new character. Spider-Man India. Oh boy, I tried to pronounce that name, but I'm really going to butcher that.
I think you have to.
Is that Peter Parker in Indian? It's Pavitr Prabhakar.
There you go. I think that wasn't bad.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right.
For an American pronunciation, I think it was okay.
Yeah, I'm sure I did not do it correctly. 4-star character here. He's a hero, Spider-Verse, multiversal, street level, enhanced. I said enhanced. His purple power is called Mandala Web, purple passive. At the start of the battle, create 2 web spin trap tiles. At the start of each turn, create 1 web spin trap tile. Whenever a friendly web spin trap tile is matched or destroyed, create a web tile. What, can you just make web tiles the first time around and save this trouble? As you go up in level, you are at the end creating 3 of these web spin trap tiles, which creates 3 web tiles when destroyed, plus 3 additional web tiles if matched or destroyed by the enemy team. Well, that could fill up the board quick. The blue one is also passive, called Chai Break. If he's to take ability damage and there are 10 or more total web tiles, he takes 5% less damage for each friendly web spin trap tile, and the enemy is stunned for one turn. At the start of the turn, he gains health for each stunned enemy. At the top level here, you're taking 35% less damage and doing a three-turn stun. The healing's not really ever significant. Even at max level, it's only 2,000 points of healing, but 35% less damage with a three-turn stun on a passive. That's pretty nice. The green power, Bracelet Roundabout for 8 green. Now I gotta say something. This is called Bracelet? Isn't it a yo-yo? Did you see this animation?
I don't think I saw that one.
I have not.
Oh, yeah, it looks like he hits you with, like, one of those big, chunky yo-yos. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's, like, narrow in the middle, big fat on both sides?
I hate to admit it, but I'm not very familiar with Indian-styled martial arts weapons. I'm sure that that's probably one of them, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it attaches to a bracelet, so you don't lose it. I don't know.
Deal damage to the enemy team for each web tile on the board, plus 5% for each time he has reduced damage from Chai Break, max of 8. At level 5, you're dealing damage plus 25% more. What is that? Max of 8 times. So that's, what, 40% more. Plus 25, so what is that, 65% more? And it's an AoE? That could add up. I don't know what I was playing or how he was boosted, because I fired that once in one of the things where they gave it to him, and it did, like, an absurd amount of damage.
Huh.
Like, just mopped people off the board. And I was like, oh, what just happened?
Hmm.
So right now he has no feeder, and he feeds nobody. So
right on.
Don't plan ahead.
He's
there.
His own man.
I guess so. Somehow he... Well, there's so many Spider-Men in the game already, so I guess everyone already feeds somebody and gets fed by somebody else. There's no rewards or, you know, things where you get him listed in this page.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Apparently in the simulator.
That's true.
you get some Spider-Man India shirt or India cover.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Well, right. Before we completely move on, I want to update what I said. So apparently there is a legend in the Philippines that the yo-yo is used as a weapon with sharp edges and studs attached to the thick 20-foot ropes. Yeah, apparently that's mythology, not an actual thing. So,
right on.
But, you know, I'm okay with that because I was really hoping that Spider-Man India would be like a Bollywood version of everything. Mm-hmm. Like he would, you know, hold up a knife and cut bullets in half and like knock 8 of the enemies out by throwing a shoe and, you know, stuff like that.
That would be amazing. That sounds much better.
I'd be on board for that as well.
Yeah, Ray should be making the animations for this game.
Just not
who
drawing.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly. All right. Hey, there's an update and a second batch of things you can update in Champions 2.0. That list I'm not going to read because it's a whole lot of folks.
Yeah, it is.
But feel free to start ascending more folks starting, Monday? That changed. Ian, do you want to take a survey?
Sure.
Do you like beans?
Do
you like George Wendt?
I like both of those things, yes.
They have nothing to do with this survey.
Oh, okay.
You can vote.
Tell me about the survey. I didn't take it.
Yeah, you can vote on which characters you would like to see reworked.
Mm.
Which I can now not click on because I filled it out once and it tells me you've already filled this out. Go away. But it gave you certain characters like Sinister was on there. Elektra, Doctor Strange, Gertrude was on there. Bubbles again because she needs reworked for like the 7th time. I don't know. There was a bunch of characters you could vote 1, 2, and 3 as to which were your top 3 of those choices.
I think something very relevant to what we just discussed, Samurai brought up, Black Knight was on the list.
Oh, you know, he was one of my 3 I picked because I'm like, well, he's terrible.
After
I picked him.
Failing to defeat Icarus? Yeah.
Yeah, I picked Gertrude because she's terrible. And I think I picked...
We'll get into that later.
I think I picked Mr. Sinister because I want him to be better than he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. He's dangerous, but he's not
and
good.
Then it said there was a write-in for, well, who do you think should get thing? And I said, well, Dazzler, obviously.
Right.
So I urge everyone, if you've not taken the survey, write in Dazzler.
Well, I'll think about it. Let me tell you what happened.
All right.
I clicked on the link and thought, I'll have a moment. I'll take this survey. And when I got to the survey, it said, please sign up to take this survey. I closed the survey and I never went back.
Oh, I don't remember how to sign up. I'd ask me for my email address.
Yeah. Why would it? I'm not interested in giving out any personal information. You already have all my personal information, the internet. Stop re-asking for it.
All right. What else we got? There's a Ronin boss battle.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And they put out the buff list for the event. There is both a heroic version of this event as well. So they're really into these double boss event things, which, boy, I'm really liking less and less because they keep doing this.
No way.
I'm okay with it.
That was a massive excitement, Jan.
I really wish they wouldn't also run a full PvE at the same time. Like, if I'm doing the boss event, I'm not having time to do a PvE event as well. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the people want.
Yeah.
Under special rewards, it's listed as 4-star Carol, Dr. Kabong, and Miles, the Carnage Symbiote variety. And Alliance rewards are Kamala Khan, Dr. Bong, and again, Carnage Symbiote Miles.
Sorry. All the new characters, I'm overwhelmed, I think is what's happening right now. Like, you're saying names, and I vaguely remember them from weeks past, but I'm like, I kind of think he's messing with me.
They can't possibly put someone called Dr. Bong in this game.
Right? Seriously?
The best part about him is his three powers. Bong, Bong, and Bong.
Yeah. There's nonsense. Also rewards in there for a Taskmaster costume and Alliance rewards of a Sharon Carter, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Carol Core, Banshee Squadron, and the Fantasticar supports.
Huh.
You can win in there. So I have no idea how this Ronin event's all new, right? So I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Unrelated. Oh, go ahead, Ray.
I was just going to say, I would really like to get that Fantasticar. I don't think I have that at all.
Yeah, I also do not have that. And only slightly tangential to that. They're just dishing out Infinity Stones.
Yeah,
that's really thoughtful.
Yeah! After going years without being like, I'm never going to win one of these.
Yeah! Now I have two.
Well, I'm telling you,
I feel special.
That one that I put on Shang-Chi, where sometimes he just fires powers for no good reason.
Right.
Holy smokes, I'm like, what just happened? He just punched someone dead in the face for no reason. I'm like, all right. Thanks, dude. I don't remember. Was that the Power Stone? Whichever
one
it was.
Well, but yeah, it fires power, yeah. So clearly.
Yeah, I mean, that happens, and I'm like, whoa. Dang, look at that thing go. Where has that been for the past couple of years? So that's been fun. Let's see. Moving on to PvP. We covered that. I think that's all the news.
Nice.
I'm back for BlizzCon. It was the worst BlizzCon ever.
Nice.
I don't think there will be any more because I think Microsoft's going to kill it, but it's possible they'll do one more because next year is the 20th anniversary of WoW, I believe.
Hmm.
But there you go.
Not me.
Is there any exciting news here while I was gone? Besides Raid's PC dying?
No, that was peak.
Hmm.
I wouldn't really call that exciting.
Ray, is this old PC going to be able to handle, all your tabs on Saturday?
No.
Uh-oh. Well, that's going to be a problem.
Probably. I'm just, you know, dialing back my expectations of my gaming machine is...
Yeah.
It was a rude awakening to launch PUBG and not have 240 frames, but barely getting 60. yeah.
All right, let's move on to It's Always Sunny in Xandar. This week in Xandar, arsenic and old lace. Runaways.
Sorry, I'm back. Nope, I'm gone. Hang on.
Ian's still laughing, and I don't know what was so funny.
I think the sound clip.
Okay.
No.
Oh, no.
It's a description of one of the powers.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
I don't remember really what she does, so.
No one does. All I can see in the middle of my screen, just the way the paragraph of what's written. Sorry, I can't even read it. It's ridiculous. The two words that are right next to each other, but poorly spaced apart, is an ally. And I keep looking, and it's hilarious every time.
All right. I'm not sure. I'm falling. I'm missing something.
Oh, I got it.
All right. I'm back. I'll just scroll my page and not look at that. Let's talk about Gertrude York's The Runaways version, a 4-star character, yellow, purple and red. Prehistoric pairing. Passive 0 yellow AP. If sorry, I'm almost there. If Gertrude Yorks or an ally would take at least 15% of their current health in damage, create a one-turn yellow countdown tile that deals 241 damage, then improve a friendly strike, protect, or attack tile by 19 for every runaway on the team.
Ooh, 19 at a time.
I know. Well, just, are you sitting down?
I'm ready.
It scales up, as you know. And it is dealing, the countdown tile deals 2,307 damage and improves tiles by 126.
Ooh, that might be noticeable.
Clever, yeah. Clever Claws, 7 purple AP. Choose 3 basic tiles to become trap tiles. If matched or destroyed by the enemy, they deal 537 damage plus 134 damage if there's another runaway on the team. Let's see if that at max level, that is doing 5 trap tiles that deal 2,636 damage, plus 660 damage if there's another runaway on the team.
Max out, it's going to do 3,000 damage to the characters that have, you know, 70,000 hit points.
Dino Strike!
Dino Strike!
It costs 8 red AP. Let's see what this is up to. Deal 463 damage plus 93 damage for each strike, protect, or attack tile combined that you have more of than the enemy. Max 5. Then create 1 strength 28 strike tile. That scales up to 2,706 damage plus 675 for each extra strike, protect, attack tile, and then create 3 strike tiles of strength 131. Yeah. So you're, thanks for voting for Gertrude, Craig.
Yeah, she's terrible.
She's not a strong character and not a good support. I don't know what her purpose is, but I'm sure we'll have an opportunity to explore that more. Is this someone I have rostered? I can't be sure. I have a 220, very popular build.
That's probably just as good as our build.
Yeah.
I think she's in the game so that you can put her, Nico, and Carolina together and go, hee hee.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, by their powers combined, they still are all terrible.
Yeah. Nico's okay, but...
Yeah, I was just going to say, Nico's the okayest of the bunch. Right.
Well, it's definitely the best of the three. I mean...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Carolina's, ugh.
She's good behind her other allies.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Samurai. By the way, I opened up the webpage that Ian was laughing about for so long, and while Ian was describing it, I just sat here and giggled, because I got it as well.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are talking about, so...
Okay. I'll let you know after the show.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, there you have it. That's what Sunny and Sand are. It's Gertrude Yorks from Runaways.
All right. Let's move on then to acting. Thank you.
Hooray.
Ian, who we got in the hopper this week?
This week we are celebrating the imaginary Marvel career of Alexander Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Everybody's second or third favorite Skarsgård.
He's my favorite Skarsgård.
What? Outrageous.
He'll always be Eric the Northman to me, and now I love that stuff. I love True Blood. That show was great for the first couple seasons.
You cannot stop outraging me. Another role that Alexander Skarsgård attempted, which immediately brought this Marvel character to mind, was his attempt to play Tarzan. Told me that he would in fact be Khazar of the Savage Lands in the Marvel Universe.
Hey, Ian.
Yes.
I went with Khazar, Lord of the Jungle, because Alexander Skarsgård has already played Tarzan. He can pull this off.
I thought so as well.
So
doing hard work.
I'm now going to read what I have written down.
All right.
Years before he played the lead hero of The Northman, Alexander Skarsgård's biggest and most iconic starring roles in a featured film was The Legend of Tarzan. So I picked Khazar.
Yes! The trifecta.
We've done it. I was sure it was going to be Timothy Oliphant, but it was not. It was Alexander Skarsgård, everyone's new favorite Skarsgård.
That's right.
That's actually pretty, wow. I mean, that, yeah, he has to play it now, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a binding contract at this point.
Right.
I'm down with it. Let's make that happen. Yeah, sorry. He'll always be Eric from True Blood to me, so.
Right. Well, not anymore. Kazar.
It's going to be Kazar.
Starring Alexander Skarsgård. Wow. That was an unprecedented happenings in that segment.
Yeah, is that the
well
first?
Done,
is that the first time we all picked the same thing?
I was.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was the first trifecta.
Nice. All right. Well, thank you, Thespify. Oh, Ian, who's next week?
Oh, next week is none other than the until recently Mrs. Ted Lasso, Olivia Wilde.
Mm, do love me some Ted Lasso.
That's a true story.
Oh, I had my Roy Kent shirt on the other day.
Yeah.
And I went to the waffle shop, and this woman stopped me and was like, dude, that shirt's awesome. Who is Roy Kent? And I'm like, wait, why do you think the shirt is awesome if you don't know who Roy Kent is? And she's like,
does it say he's here, he's there, he's everywhere? Where?
Yeah. She said, well, I really love Venn diagrams.
Oh.
And it's a Venn diagram of here, there, every bleep and where. And in the middle, it's Roy Kent.
Yeah.
I'm really into Venn diagrams.
Yeah, yeah. I hit a
Let
very...
me tell you a quick story, Ray. You were being hit on. You big nerd. I'm really into Venn diagrams. That's not a thing, dude. I'm really into talking to this dude, and I need it in. Oh, that's good. Well done.
Yeah.
That's a nice shirt. That's cool.
Yeah.
I was just watching a clip of that show earlier today because it cracks me up. His explanation of what to do to bullies the funniest monologue I've seen in the longest time.
Is somebody telling his niece?
No. That's what he was telling Ted when Ted thought that his son was being bullied.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And Roy's talking about, so you break into his house at 4 a.m. because you're the least able to defend yourself. You soak your rope, a heavy length of rope in red paint, and you just beat them mercilessly with it. And when they wake up confused, confusing the red paint with their own blood and beg you to stop, you let out the longest, loudest laugh you've ever laughed and then continue to beat them.
I love Roy Kent.
Oh. Roy Kent.
Roy Kent. That man is a hero.
Man, that show is good. I mean, you know, it has to be good when I'm willing to sit down and watch a show that even, you know, has soccer, at least, you know, and, you know, has a main theme running through it.
There wasn't that much soccer in it.
It was a fair amount.
It was just themed.
Yeah. Let's move on. Yes. Willie, do you have anything in the mailbag from the past couple of weeks?
It's a real quick mailbag. Nope. I think everybody took that we were going to take a week off as a sign that we weren't going to read any comment. So
that's fair.
All right. What are you going to do?
Thanks, Willie.
We'll move. Yeah, thanks, Willie. We'll move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
And we just want to pump
you up.
All right. See what this is all about. Oh, stuff's happening. There's things and such. All right. Cyclops, the 3-star version, is boosted. Red and black damage are increased. Quicksilver has got some AoE damage that'll be increased and some rapid punching.
Yeah.
Yeah, that probably does some damage, if I remember correctly. Scarlet Witch, her purple will do a little extra damage. Vision, his lasers and punches will do a skosh of damage as well.
No, no comment, Greg, about Vision?
No, please, Ray, just let it go. Okay. It's been 10 long years since that one time.
The one time he was good?
Yes. Oh, good old Miles Morales is boosted. So a lot of damage with Surprise, and Venom Blast does a little bit extra. Nova, bigger strike tiles, more damage from yellow and red, better strike tiles from everywhere, bigger strike tiles from everywhere else, and lots of danger zone damage. Who else is doing stuff? Quake. I love Quake. Her green AoE can always stand to do more damage. Who else? This looks like Spider-Gwen. I've heard of her. Cherry Bomb does a ton of damage. Go use that. Her burst healing's a little bit more helpful as well. This looks like Black Panther. Stronger kinetic shields, bigger special tiles, and more damage from Tooth and Claw. And Venom. Good old Venom. Green damage increased, yellow damage is also increased. Let's see who's doing stuff. Archangel. There's a character who's in this game. More green damage, more countdown damage with the black and the blue, more damage to those airborne enemies. Hawkeye is boosted. Lots of deep breath damage, and whatever special kind of arrow you have, it'll deal more damage in the quiver. Who else are these people? Kingpin. Oh, Kingpin. That's a character in this game, too. I remember him. He's cartoonishly disproportioned. he's got more blue damage, and he's got better special tiles from his green. And lastly, Loki is doing stuff. What's he up to? Destroy everything, does some more damage, and dagger surprise, piles of damage there. Let's see what Samurai has to say about all these fine boosted characters. It's a boss battle weekend, so this list isn't as important. Also, I'm convinced one of the 4-star entries is supposed to be in the 3-star column. The numbers don't make sense otherwise. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying now. I noticed that and just blocked it out. I don't know what the answer is, though.
No.
So there you have it. Enjoy your new Ronin boss battle. And also, Ronin. Some of these characters are okay. Are they? Yeah, Quake's pretty good.
Well, it depends. Maybe if, you know, Ronin's doing that all kind of AoE, you might want to have Quake.
Yeah. No, she is good. She was helpful in the last battle. I forgot what was going with Quandary.
Yeah. Thanks to aestheticist for pointing out that.
Yeah. Yep, that was a treat.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, as always, to Mystify. Ian, hit me with some pop, pop.
All right. So, first of all, I'd like to address the travesty. My co-host, Craig, had an opportunity to see Le Sserafim live in concert for free and chose to instead have dinner at 5 in the afternoon.
That's true. That's a true story.
So, we will not be talking about that missed opportunity. We will be talking about a very confusing concept in K-pop, as this band is falls victim to that as well. But let's talk a little bit about Luna. Luna is, unfortunately, this thing where there's a group with subunits and like 12 members. Yeah. So it's a 12 member situation. I think they're down to 11. So I'm reading up on this before the show to try to learn more. I have, like, there is so much litigation with this group and shady backstory. I have never read the sentence preliminary injunction more frequently than I did reading this band's bio.
Wow.
It's wild. Like, they started out by introducing the members one at a time, once per month, for like an 18-month interval, and then said, psych, they're all a band, and then just went from there, and then there's so, double-digit band members is not only unacceptable, it's like unnatural. Just bums me out.
Yeah.
Looking at,
do they do it just for the choreography so that they, you know, bunch of young Korean girls on stage and dance them around a lot? Like,
yes, I could only assume yes. Like, again, we could have learned more, but somebody needed to get the early bird special.
Right.
Like, I don't know if they're good live. I don't know if any of these groups are good live.
Our choices were 5 or like 11 p.m., so we picked 5. What do you want from me?
Oh, nothing. Just to razz you while you're back. So, let me talk about a pop now. This is something that I got to revisit just last week, and it was as good as I remember. Have you guys had, now, please correct me if I'm wrong, Raymoon? Has anybody had, it's a Japanese soda.
That's not right.
It's got a little glass ball on the top that you push down and it goes into the soda and it carbonates it and delicious? No? Lychee flavored? Okay. Well, anyway, my local, the place that I get the Chinese takeout from, They stock it in the cooler in the waiting room. Huh. And I got a bottle and it was wonderful. It was indeed lychee flavored. You really have to put in a lot of effort to get that, to get the ball to drop in. There you go. Thanks, Ray. From the top, like way more than I expected, but it was good. It was delicious. I would highly recommend it. If you get an opportunity to try it, I would take it.
So the lychee is the original?
No, I think lemon lime was their original flavor.
Not pictured.
Okay, then, yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like,
Right.
Was that one of the bags?
I don't know what that clear flavor is.
Yeah, it just says original. That's why I didn't know if that was the...
Yeah, I think it might be lemon lime, though. I don't know. I'm not sure if it could be the yuzu flavor. I don't know. There's some interesting flavors.
Yeah, these are all like fruits and melons kind of flavor.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They seem to have an expansive list of flavoring, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, all those things that are pictured and that just blueberries, melons, strawberry, peach, matcha. But yeah, don't shy away from enjoy. Ra Moon, Luna less so, Ra Moon more so. Right. Thanks as always to Magnify?
Magnified.
Magnify.
You got Steam open then?
Oh.
I wasn't. I was way too focused on Pop Pop. But it's, you know, I'm trending in that direction.
So here's my quandary.
All right.
Ooh.
Not related to the event. So I have Omega Red Champed, but I want to level him a lot. I also got Vulture Champed, and I don't care about him at all. And I still need to get, you know, a ton of miles covers. So am I opening a ton of stuff still trying to get Omega Red? I think he goes out in like a week and a half. I think I'm doing 10. I think I answered my own question.
All right.
Nice.
Do I hear?
No, that's reasonable. Sometimes okay. You just got to talk it out.
Yeah, I think so. Unless like Samurai is like, no, don't. But really, Omega Red is so strong.
I hear good things about it. I did not get Omega Red. I got the soon to be reworked Dazzler Survivor.
How many are you doing, Craig?
I've got 18. So, but that's too many. So I can stop at 10 if we want to do that.
All right, you going or am I?
Up to you.
I already hit it.
All right.
I'm starting with 4-star Ant-Man with 50 bonus shards for miles. Number 2 is America. Number 3, who's that? Kraven. Number 4 is another Ant-Man. Number 5 is Iceman. 6 is Power Man. A lot of mans in here. What is that? 6? I lose count every time. Next is Valkyrie. What I think is number 8 is Puck. 9, another Power Man, and 0 for 10, Hellcat.
Sorry, dude. That was a terrible open.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see.
I left them all for you, Craig.
Well, actually, yeah, my first one, however, though, was Mantis. Oh, number 2 is purple. Omega Red, Pestilence Spores.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
3 is Clea. I forgot she was a character. 4 is Rhino. There's another purple. Vulture, Absolute Altitude. Cletus. Professor X. A third purple.
Purple?
Omega Red Patrol Armor.
Wow.
In your face!
Legion. And I think this is 10. Colleen Wing. Oh, yeah, she was a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. What is that going to make my... Hey, that Colleen gave me a Shang-Chi cover, so that was totally worth it. So my Omega Red is now a 2-2-3. My Vulture is a 3-2-2. So they are slowly moving up in the world.
Nice. Yeah, my Omega Red is up to level 456. So 6 levels beyond champ. And I also want to mention that, I don't know, it's not a vault. Or maybe it was a vault. The where you could pull Okoye, Shang-Chi, and Thor, the fan favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went nuts on that. I spent 5,000 command points.
Holy smokes.
So Okoye, Shang-Chi, and Mighty Thor are my 3 highest characters now at level 478, 489, and 493.
That seems very high.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Got a long way to go, though. They still got a long way to go.
I suppose that's true. All right. Well, thanks. Then to this guy.
This guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The Podcast Network, which is named Soon-to-Be-Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. It will give you direct links to all of the great podcasts that are on our network, including this and many, many others. You can look us up at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
I do not have anything additional to contribute. Thanks for coming back. I had a lovely show back. What's up?
Apparently the I think the batteries in my mice just died because now I can no longer control anything on my screen. Let me plug it back in.
Well, wrap it up by memory.
All right, there we go. All right, thanks everybody then for joining us here. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray so the mailbag fills up.
Bang, bang.
And we got something to talk about next week. If you want to also go to our webpage and click on that Amazon banner, this is going to be having some Black Friday sales coming up and stuff, right? So you can use that, buy yourself some stuff, give us a little bit of love back our way. But that's it. Goodbye for now. But remember, kids, is Blofeld one of the personalities? I don't know. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.